and are going to put the pressure to the Ubley Bearcats tonight. Looking at the Ubley Bearcats starting lineup, they got Glazer that comes in at eight points a game, and he's averaging two to three three-pointers a game. Then they got Eric Booms, a senior who's got the most experience on the team, and he's coming in at 87% from the free throw line. He's not in the big area scorers right now, but he's been hit and miss on and off. He's had like one game, I think he had double figures. Other than that, he's been shooting right around 8-9 points a game. Followed up by Marshall Leiprant, 17.8 points per game. He's coming in at a 73% free throw shooter, and he's been 25 of 34 through up to Wednesday night's game. And then their other starter, Josh White, he comes in at 6'5", junior. He's 7-for-9 from the free throw line with 78%. So it should be a good even matchup. Who are you going to pick to win tonight and why?
Well, I'm going to have to pick my hometown.
I would say you're going to have to pick your hometown and Ubley if you want a place to sleep tonight, too. I don't think your dad or your family would be real happy if you go against them. So what do you think the final score might be then?
I'm going to say 58-54, Ubley with the win.
Hey, now, I showed you my notes ahead of time, and I have the opposite. I have it 58-54, the Harbor Beach Pirates winning, and for the exact reason that I just mentioned, the play of Scott Krakowicz, Sean Sorensen, Jason Hansen, Andrew Simon, Dustin Missouri stepping up in there, but they also got some players that are coming in off the bench, Eli Kraft, one of them a freshman, and he's coming in and giving some time. If the Bearcats are going to win this game, they're going to have to be consistent, no turnovers, and they're going to have to be 80% or better from the free throw line tonight.
Not only that, but their defense is going to have to be pretty good.
And they not only have to watch, like last year you really only had to keep an eye on one or two players, but this year's Harbor Beach team, anybody can come out and score, so they're going to have to keep an eye on them. And for the Harbor Beach Pirates, I took them to win 58-54, and I was talking to Coach Rubel before the game, and I said, if it comes down to free throws, Ubley's going to win the game, because Ubley's a better free throw shoot team overall. We are going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have the tip-off here, and I hope you'll join us. You're listening to Hometown Hoops on Cruise 102.1. Well, check that. We are not going to go to the break. There's no national anthem. They had the national anthem before the girls' game. So we're going to go straight into the game here. So we hope you're as ready as we are here to get this game underway as the Ubley Bearcats take the floor in their home whites with the orange stripe down the side, the Harbor Beach Pirates in their away black with the white trim down the sides. And not only do we got some inter-school rivalry here, but we got some inter-family rivalry. I believe Hanson would be your cousin and your dad's nephew.
Yep, my first cousin. He's starting at wing for Harbor Beach, so I'm kind of rooting for him to have a good game, but not that good, if you know what I mean.
That's right. Ubley starts running with the tip, and they get the ball, swinging around to Marshall Leiprint for a three. It's no good. It goes up into the backboard and off the pipes, so it's going to be an automatic turnover to Harbor Beach. That'll be Ubley's first shot of the game. It's no good. Harbor Beach walks it up. Rakovic, the captain there, and also calling out what he wants his team to do. What kind of defense is Ubley in there, Grant?
Looks like they're in... You know, it almost looked like a 1-3-1 zone with Leiprant on top, but I'm not sure. Kind of...
Almost looks like a matchup zone, but I can't really tell here. We got people moving around, 2-3 zone, but they're matched up.
I think they're in... it's kind of a matchup zone.
Here, Kovic gets the ball at the top of the key. He's covered tightly by Perutsky. He throws it over to the right side to Mazur for Sorensen. Sorensen drives in, has it blocked by White. Tips around, goes off the hands of the Harbor Beach Pirates. It's going to be Bearcat ball. 7:16, start of the game here. Nobody has scored yet. Both teams had a chance of possession. Ubley with their second one. Tyler Perutsky's going to bring it up the left side of the court. They'll be going left to right on your dial with the Pirates going right to left. He throws it down the corner to Booms. Eric Booms drives in. Spin move goes up. Has it blocked by the sophomore Simon, who tips it right into the hands of Josh White. He goes up. No good. They battle for the rebound. Leiprant down with it and up and softly off the glass for the first buckets of the game. 2-0. 6:51 to go. Gurkovich brings it down. He throws it over to the right side, over to Hansen. Hansen takes a look. He feeds it inside to Simon. Simon goes up with a hook shot. No good. Gets his own rebound. Shoots from the left side, 20 feet out. No good. Rebound controlled underneath by Mazur. Mazur goes up. He throws it right over the other side into Tyler Pruski's hands. Pruski pushes it up the court. He now sets it up, throws it to the right side to Glaza. Glaza squares up for the first three. He gets that three. Nothing but net there, Grant. That's exactly what the Bearcats need, is to have him be on fire.
Yep, he usually comes out shooting good, so.
And now we're going to see if Sorensen can match his three, and Sorensen says, I can shoot those three, and he nails a three. 5-3, 6 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Boom brings the ball up. Bearcats with the lead. Boom sets it up. Got four men across the bottom. He works it one-on-one into the key. No good. And we're going to get a foul from behind on Bearcats. It's going to be Harbor Beach ball.
Looked like a push in the back by Marshall Leiprant.
5:56 in the first quarter. The Bearcats with the mini lead. 5-3 here.
Both teams have come out in a full court press.
Harbor Beach has the ball underneath the Ubley basket. They're looking to get it in. Like you said, full court press. They find Gerkovich. Gerkovich sprints it up the left side. Bounce pass inside to Mazur. Mazur goes up. No good. Rebound right into the hands of Simon. And Simon gets fouled by
Josh White.
So at the line for two shots is going to be Dustin Mazur. That's two team fouls on Ubley. Mazur's first shot's up. No good.
Actually, that's Seaman at the line.
Andrew Simon?
Simon.
I think it's Simon. Yeah, I think it's Simon. So I'm sorry for slandering your name there to his family, but I believe it's Simon. His second shot's on the way. It's no good. Rebound into Leiprant's hand. It fell out. Falls right into the hands of
Hansen. And he loses it out of bounds.
And like you said, full court press coming from the Pirates. Booms gets it in to Glaza. Glaza gives it back to Booms. Booms is going to run the offense from the top now. Four across, one up. Booms takes it all the way into the free throw line. Shoots it, no good. Right into the hands of Simon. Simon hands it off to Gerkovich. Gerkovich brings it up. Ubley picks him up. They look like they're in a man-to-man now. He throws it inside. They go to the lob pass to Hansen. Hansen lays, I'm sorry, Simon. It looks like Hansen to me. Lays it up off the glass. 5-5. Tie ball game here. 5:15 to go in the first quarter. This time, Leiprant's going to bring it up the court. That's one thing I noticed about the Bearcats. Anybody can handle the ball for them out of this starting five. There's no one, per se, point guard or ball handler.
Yeah. Maybe not White, but for the most part, the other four can all bring it up.
And Glaza had it tipped away, but he managed to get it back when he picked the pocket of the Pirate player. He throws it down inside. I'm sorry, that was Perbrutsky that picked the pocket. He threw it into Glaza. Glaza's shot no good. Rebound controlled by the Pirates. They find their lead guy, Gerkovich. Scott Gerkovich is a senior leader, bringing it up, drives the paint, cut and slice, no good, throws it up, hits the bottom of the net. Rebound controlled by Mazur. He goes up. He has his shot blocked by Booms.
There was two strong blocks on that play. First one looked like it could have been a foul, but it wasn't called.
You know, and you got to give it a little bit both ways there. He cut and slashed and probably could have got called for an offensive foul, and they let that go, and of course they let the other one go. Glaza a lob pass into Leiprant. Leiprant tries to make a move, and he's going to get called for a charging foul there. And I don't know about that one.
Yeah, that was a pretty weak flop.
But it was a good flop by the Harbor Beach player, and I believe that flop was Dustin Mazur. Or was that Sorensen? I take that back. Sorensen did a great acting job there. Leiprant caught the ball inside and turned to make a move and took him down. But good play. That's going to be Leiprant's second. And into the game came Jason Kaufman.
Jason Kaufman, sorry.
Junior, that's all right. That's your job, but that's okay. We'll get you on the right track here. Kaufman promptly gets the rebound on the missed shot there. Hands it off to Perutsky. Perutsky sets up his offense. Tells him to clear out. Comes over to the right side. Looks, can't find anybody. He's covered tightly by the Pirate. Dustin Mazur. Now they throw it over to Booms on the left side. He feeds it into Josh White. White goes up hard, up off the glass, no good. Rebound controlled by Kaufman, and we're going to get a foul on Simon from behind. You know, he didn't have good position there, and he kind of reached in. He's making a face about that foul, but he really was in a bad position. If he'd have boxed out, he'd have got the call the other way. 5-5, 3:40 to go here in the first quarter. Checking out of the game for the Pirates is Dustin Mazur. Checking in was